It's June 3rd. We're in the June 3rd, 1981. We're in the lab for bone identification with Roxy Ikawana.
We'll just start. This is from house 8, number 163, and appears to me to be a seal humerus.
What do you call it?
Seal arm bone. Arm bone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
No doubt about that.
It doesn't seem to be located or marked or any, in any way.
No.
Okay.
Somebody just left it like that after eating it. In here somewhere. There's a little hole right in here.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, most of the time, this would be a toy.
Okay.
To small children or bigger children.
Uh-huh.
They tie a string into it, and they had a needle type of a bone,
uh-huh,
which is made into that, or a piece of wood.
Uh-huh.
And they had the string tied into it about that, so long, say about 12 inches or so,
uh-huh,
and holding that piece of peg there,
right,
which is sharp enough to put it right in that hole where the little hole is over in here.
Right.
I think you have seen that.
Uh-huh.
Or she has.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So they'll play and try to put that needle into that small hole.
Okay.
By tossing it like that.
Oh, okay, okay.
So,
now, what kind of seal is that from?
Purse seal, a small seal.
Okay, small seal.
That's
okay.
So big.
Okay.
Do you know the name of that bone?
Ayegok.
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 Okay.
Oh, and the name for that game.
That's the game.
That's Ayegok. The game.
That's the game.
Ayegok. Okay. Does the particular bone have a name, or is it the same as the bone?
Most of the bones in the body, yours,
mm-hmm,
and
seal,
mine and seals, and had particular names.
Mm-hmm. All the same? For
most
the
of them, yes. Most of them are, yes.
And that one was Ayegok?
Ayegok.
Ayegok.
Well, this is also from house 8, number 121. It's a jaw with several teeth in it.
Yeah, that's the jawbone of a seal.
A seal, okay. And again, what this the first seal, the small seal?
Same as the first one.
Okay.
See, just the point of it right here.
Okay.
It seems like it comes from the good-sized seal,
uh-huh,
or bull or something like that.
Okay.
Avilevok. It's a jawbone.
Okay.
Avilevok. Or Umiarak.
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 Okay.
Something that almost look like a sled.
Right.
It's the handle.
Sled.
Handlebar.
Yeah.
Miahak. And the regular name is for this one is Aguilero. The jawbone.
Aguilero.
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 Okay. Let's see. Let's just. This is from house 8, number 74, and it's a skull with teeth in it. Skull fragment.
Mm-hmm. It's a skull with the teeth. Comes from caribou.
Caribou, right. That's what I thought.
There is a story about caribou. I don't know if somebody ever tell it to any of the whites or not, I don't know. But here's how it is that I learned from my parents, especially my mother. Now you see, the deer's teeth are kind of colored, black. In this one, it has almost faded out.
Right.
The story is among the Eskimos themselves that the caribou is a fierce animal at first. They had a big four teeth, sharp, like what do you call those, the bigger ones on the corner, which
canines.
Is wolf.
Canines.
Fangs.
Canines.
Fangs.
Fangs. Fangs.
Yeah.
Right, right.
That's what they have, they usually say. In the jawbone itself and also in the head. And they are very dangerous animals at the time.
Okay.
So, somebody decided to do something about it. So they make a kuto mixed with berries, or blueberries or something like that, in order to give it to that animal so his teeth will be decayed,
right,
rotted out.
What's
so he won't have any of those sharp teeth anymore.
What's a kuto?
A kuto is Eskimo ice cream or something like that.
Okay.
A kuto. Mixed with berries of any kind. Like colored, like blueberries or so. And gave it to the animal. And from that time on, his other teeth just fell off, leaving the others. And that is how they had the color.
Black color.
This is just a story.
It's great.
Somebody thought about it.
Okay. Well, as long as we're on teeth. This is from house 8, number 110.
Same. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah,
right.
same thing.
From the jaw.
But only it's the, yeah, the jaw.
Bottom. Right.
The bottom.
Right. And there you see the color. Is that
right? Yeah, same. This one here is from the top.
Right. Okay, this is a jaw with teeth, house 8, number 180.
That's another one of, that's from Tennessee.
Okay.
Well, it looks a little older.
Okay. All right, this is house 8 number 31, and it's a piece of a skull or a jaw with a tooth in it.
That's that comes from walrus.
Walrus, okay. Is that from the top or from the bottom?
It could be from the top.
Top, okay.
See, here's this hollow here that might be part of this call.
Okay. Now, is there, when people are butchering the walrus, is there, would they make, how do they do that? I mean, is this a result of the butchering, or did dogs or something do that?
Well, it seems like that this one has been chipped off when somebody is making something out of the skull.
Okay, okay.
Like making bolus, or making sinks for
the nets. Right, right. Okay. This is from house 8, number 107. and it's a vertebrae of some kind. The backbone.
Yeah, this one looks like it comes from the Ugruk.
Ugruk. The bearded seal.
Yeah, the bearded seal.
Okay.
Close to the neck.
Close to the neck. Yeah, okay.
Over here.
Right here. Okay. All right. This is from house 8, and it's number 235. Don't know what kind of bone that is.
I wanted to ask on that last one, didn't we get a Inupiaq term for this bone?
Yes.
The vertebra.
Pikuk.
Pikuk.
Okay.
Does that mean backbone?
Yeah, pikuk. This one here.
Okay. Pikuk. Okay.
Or, I don't know, it's either Tigrasuinyak or something else. They call a bone, probably this part of any animal, Tigrasuinyak.
Okay.
It could be that, but I'm not quite sure, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Tigrasuinyak. This one, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
This one comes from the seal.
Okay.
It's just like...
that other one?
No. Yeah, that other one, only it's from the hind.
The hind, okay.
The hind.
Okay.
This is...
from the arm.
From the...
The
from
front.
Okay. This part of the bone here, you see.
Right.
If it's a caribou or...
Right.
Or something else. And the same way with this one.
So this would be this part.
Yeah, this part here.
The femur.
Yeah.
What we call femur.
Yeah.
The leg bone, the thigh. Okay. Now, does that have that little hole you were talking about?
Yeah. No.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have any.
Okay.
Only this this part here has a little round... that fits into that hollow over
right,
right here.
The hip bone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. this is from house 8, number 32, and it's a jaw fragment with teeth.
Yeah, it's probably from... Ugu.
Okay.
It's larger than the seal, you know.
We had a seal here. Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, probably from the seal.
Okay.
Seal.
So that would have the same name as for the seal.
Yeah.
The plane.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is... from Mound 25, number 71, and it's some kind of hard, dense bone.
Yeah, this comes from Ugruk.
Ugruk.
Flippers.
Flippers, okay. Was that the front or the back?
I don't know whether it's the front or the back. Something like this. Yeah.
The fingers and the toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But except in the flippers.
Okay.
On the feet, you know.
Okay.
If that's what you want to know.
Right.
It's not the flippers in front, but in the back.
The hind flippers.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any special use for a bone like this?
Inuwak. Inuwak.
Okay.
We use these for toys, all
toys. Okay.
Like this part here, you see, the exposed part or the higher part.
Right.
They think that they describe it as if it looks like the nose of a person.
Uh huh. Oh, yes, I see.
And each person on this side and this side would have so many of these as toys.
Right.
And they would set them somewhere like that or stand them up and using some kind of a rock or something or a marble shape. You know, that, that they try to knock them down.
Okay.
And if one of them happens to knock this down, and if it's lying like that, face up, he's dead.
He's dead, okay.
But if it's like that, he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Huh. That's what they call these Inuwa.
That's a game played with it. Okay. Huh. All right. And another. This is from mound 18A, number 316. And it looks like some sort of toe bone to something.
Yeah, it is.
To a steel or what?
It looks like it's a seal.
A seal, okay.
The walrus's bones are not that big.
Okay, so a small, a seal.
Yeah.
Do you know if that would be the front flippers or the back flippers?
Say, this is no. This is not the seals.
Okay.
This is caribou.
Caribou. Okay. Good.
Caribou.
Caribou.
Caribou is foot.
Okay. All right. We have a bone from house 8, number 51. Looks like. Well, I don't know what it is.
That's the wing bone of a bird.
Of a bird. Looks like a fairly large bird.
Yeah.
What kind do you know?
It could either be from a loon or a goose.
A goose, okay.
It might be from the loon.
What is the loop? Yeah,
loon, we'll call that black. Built a loon is Hachrau. Hachrau. And the other one that had a white built loon is Tulik.
Tulik.
Tulik. It's this is longer than the ordinary king eider.
Right.
Yeah. So that could be either one of those birds.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Another possible bird bone from house 8, number 57.
It's the same kind of, only smaller.
Smaller.
Probably from... from a duck.
A duck, okay.
Or an old squaw. I cannot tell which birds had that size. But it might be from the duck or old squaw. Old squaws are a little bit smaller than regular eider duck. So this is one of the birds' wing bones.
Wing bones.
Yeah, next to the shoulder.
Shoulder. Now that's the same kind of bone as that seal bone we have. This one, the same part of the body. Does it have the same name or different? Same name. Same Inupiat name?
No, I don't think so. This is special.
special.
Yeah, I don't know the name of this one, only it's a wingbow.
Wingbow, okay.
Wing is this out.
Okay. All right. We have a tooth from mound 18A, number 261.
That's caribou's teeth.
Caribou's teeth. Okay. Right. This is from mound 18A, 183. And it looks like, well, I'll let you tell it.
You know already about that.
I know what it is. I think I know.
Yeah, that's a part of a seal.
Right.
Hip bone.
Hip bone.
Kuchak.
Kuchak. Okay.
Bless you. Me.
Sorry. Okay.
Kuchak is the Eskimo name for a person.
For a person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also.
Also.
What?
Huh?
What's yours?
Muscle.
Yeah, same.
Same.
People are named after some certain part of an animal or human or
plant. Plant. Mine is the root. Oh. Root underneath.
Underneath, right. Okay, this is, looks like part of the vertebra. It's from house 8, number 152.
Yeah, this must have been come from, I'm not quite sure. But it's the bone next to the head.
Next to the head, yeah.
Of ugruk or caribou.
Ugruk or caribou.
It could be caribou.
Yes, that's what I think. Is there a special name for that?
Rivière Loup-Doumière.
Okay.
Rivière Loup-Doumière.
Does that mean anything particular?
Also, the next bone.
Is the same name?
Yeah, same name, Rivière Or this could be the Ayaga, or the other one could be the Khiverik, but I don't remember which one. Which.
I think this one is the one closest to the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next one.
Khiverik means that the bone used to turn your head.
Uh-huh.
Either way, Khiverik means turn this way. Khiverik. If a person says this to you, look this way. So you turn your head, and that is that joint. That's a special name.
Okay.
It's a special name for that joint.
We call this bone the atlas, which is one of our stories. There was a man long ago who held up the world named Atlas. And so this is the bow that holds up the globe of the head.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice name.
You want to hear our story about
yes,
this?
Sure.
See how you how do you make it out?
It looks
how
like
does it look?
It looks like a face with a nose and two eyes.
Yes.
Like
right.
Perhaps a bear or something. Or a seal.
There is a story about a lady who had a face almost like this.
Uh-huh.
Her face was so short and kind of white and almost looked like this one.
Uh-huh.
Her eyes were wide apart. Somebody made that comment about her.
Uh-huh.
Whenever they eat this part of a caribou, they would remind them of that lady.
Uh-huh.
Who almost looks
like that.
Like that. Here's the story. That lady is a good swimmer.
Uh-huh.
almost, when she dives, she almost can stay underwater as much as an oogle.
Uh-huh. A long time.
Yeah, a long time. Whenever the people were fighting each other along the coast, each time in summer, each time when their fighting was on, but from the boats or from the land itself by bow and arrow, she is the one that would get away from that war by diving
and swimming.
And swimming. And each time when she comes up, she would just let her nose get visible on the surface and breathe. From that point of view, they would think that she looks like this one.
Right. That's neat. Okay.
We have a good big dog.
Oh, like I told you before about that seal. They would use this one also for a toy.
Oh, okay. The same thing.
Yeah, the same.
This is from House 18A, number 130, and it's a flat, round piece of bone.
Like a pancake.
Like a pancake.
This is part of a whale bone.
Whale bone. What part?
Next to the joint.
Next to the joint, okay.
Backbone.
Backbone, oh yeah, okay. Is there any special use for this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to use for that.
It's like, it's kind of an interesting shape.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from House 8, number 19, and it's a long, skinny bone, very lightweight.
Yeah, it's another it's like something like the foot or the feet of a bird.
Of a bird.
Yeah, okay. Bone of a bird.
Okay.
Like a large bird or something like a loon or something like that.
Does it have a special name?
I don't know. I don't know what the feet of the names of a bird.
Okay.
But just like any other feet or foot, you see the
okay.
That I cannot tell the special name for the bird's form.
Okay.
But the feet.
Okay. And this is from House 8, number 199. Similar to the previous one.
Yeah, it's the same thing. These are from the different types of bones. From the birds. Could it be the part of the leg or the
feet? I don't think so. The part of the leg or the feet, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, probably the feet. It looks, yeah, okay. All right, this is from House 8, it's number 163, and it's a dense, irregularly shaped bone.
Yeah. That comes from the almost the base of a feet of the caribou or an ugu.
Or an ugu. Or seal.
Okay. I cannot tell the difference between the ugu or caribou, okay. But that's just what it is, almost next to the joint.
Okay, right, it's sort of the heel.
Yeah.
Is there a special name for that bone? You don't know. Okay. Let's go. This is from mound 18A, number 296. And it looks like a vertebra of some sort.
Yeah. That's from the seal.
From the seal. From an ugruk or something?
No.
Small seal.
Small seal.
Small seal.
Netchuk.
That's
seal.
Netchuk. Okay.
Where the seal is ugruk.
Ugruk, right.
That's kuyapyok.
Kuyap, okay. This is from mound 18A, 265. Also appears to be some sort of vertebrae.
Yeah, that's another part on the neck.
On the neck.
Yeah. Next to this one is the bone, like this one here,
right.
Next to the head.
Okay.
That's what that turns. Could I look me up?
That's what it turns around.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the joint.
Right, right. And this is from a seal?
Yeah.
Okay. The small seal. Okay. And this is from house 8, number 402. It's a hard piece of bone.
Somebody had quite a time trying to cut that
yeah.
Out. You know what it is.
I think it's ivory.
Yeah, it's the base of an ivory.
Uh-huh.
You see, the hollow is kind of low.
Uh-huh.
This means that the walrus is almost very old.
Very old, uh-huh.
There's no not much hollow into it. Very young ones. Not real old ones, although they are big. The hollow of this is something about that deep. So somebody has cut this piece off in order to make sled runners or something.
Uh-huh.
The one they don't need.
Okay.
They cut that off.
I see. So this is where the tusk fits into the base of
into
the skull.
The head.
Okay. Is there a special name for this part?
Kattaurak.
Kattaurak.
Kattaurak. The hollow of tusk.
Hollow of tusk.
Kattaurak. That's Kattak means container, or something like for water, or
Would they use this to for any specific tool?
I don't know.
Okay. Or to hold something, or
no, I don't know. If they do, I don't know.
Okay, but it's definitely where it's cut off.
Yeah, the base of a
desk. Okay. This is from mound 25, number 207. It's three pieces of bone. Ribs of some sort, I believe.
Yeah, ribs of seal.
Of a seal, okay. what I thought. Are these used for anything in particular?
I don't know. If they're hard enough, they might make them into some kind of a small
needle?
Small needle, or like I told you that yesterday, that some of these might be made into a small netting needles for snowshoes. But it's the shape is already almost fastened. You don't have to chip it off too much. Kind of make it smaller, that's all. Or thinner.
And what is the new cap name for this?
Nuloom.
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 Nuloom. Is that the name for the ribs? Is it just, what is
the
that?
Tool.
Tool.
The tool.
The tool.
This one here is Tulema.
Okay.
The rib.
The rib. The rib. Okay.
All right. Oh, here's another. This is mound 18A, number 182.
Yeah.
That's
the same as the other one.
Same as the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's the leg.
No.
No. The arm?
The arm.
The arm. Okay.
Of a seal.
Of a seal. No. It lock. Does it? That hole would be here?
No. In here.
Oh, okay. It's missing that part.
Yeah, that part. It's so small that it's missing.
Right, right. Okay.
Here's the joint next to the shoulder blade. The
shoulder blade. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is from house 18A, number 285. Looks to be like a claw of some sort. Or a tooth.
Is there a hollow in here?
Looks like a hollow.
Yeah. It's a dog's tooth. Or a fox tooth.
Fox tooth. The fan.
The fan. It's been real colored.
Yeah. It's
pretty old.
Pretty old.
It seems like it's near the surface where each summer where it stays in the thawed part of the ground. Not in the frozen.
Not in the frozen, the thawed part, so it gets older faster.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Is there a special name for
Tulaware.
Tulaware.
The fang.
The fang, okay. Right, this is from house 8, number 58. It's a wedge-shaped bone.
Yeah, that, this comes from the next to the toe of caribou.
Caribou. That's where the hoof is.
Yeah, the hoof. Next to the hoof.
Next to the hoof. Yeah. Okay.
It comes from the caribou foot.
Oh, and what is... This is just like those other toes? The same name or different name?
The hoof we call kukuk.
Okay.
And this one, I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Kukuk is the hook. Okay. And this is from house 8, 234, like that other bone was up.
Yeah.
The heel bone of the seal. Yeah. Okay. Let's get some.
Okay. Oops. Two bones from house 8, number 56. Long, slender ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next to the feet of a bird or something.
The bird, okay.
Yeah. Like the eyes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I need to do, but I see him to fly it to always put it.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Then the thing
No, those were from the same bird or different birds?
These two are from the same bird.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, because see, they seem to fit together. Oh, how do they do that?
No, not together. They are not together.
Okay.
Both are there on each side.
Okay. Oh, I see. Oh, yes, okay. Okay. This is from the block. It's the house mound 18A124. This is a irregular shaped bone.
This comes from caribou leg. The hind part.
The hind part, right. Somewhere in,
yeah.
Down in the ankle.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any special use for this bone?
I don't remember the name of this.
Okay.
It might be a pelvic or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember. Probably some other person that remembers it. My name is right. I can only remember hearing a special name for a bone. Almost like that. It's pelvic. It's called pelvic. But I don't know whether it's the proper name of this one or not. But this one comes from the caribou hind leg.
Do people use this for anything in particular?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. It might be a little too heavy to make into a bottle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And they had to shape it if they are going to use it for that purpose.
Right. Okay. This is a long, nice bone. This is from mound 18A, number 72. It's a large wedge-shaped bone.
Kiesik.
And this is
from caribou.
Caribou. The shoulder blade. Right. Is that used for anything as a tool or something like that?
Well, I don't know.
Or bones?
If it's handy.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they keep it for that purpose, but if it's handy, they still can use that to scrape something.
Right.
Like a snow or whatever.
Okay.
If it's just handy.
Right, they wouldn't keep it.
Yeah.
They had it around.
Okay. Oh, this is a nice one. This is from bound 18A, number 54. And it's a long, slightly curved gun. Oops, excuse me.
Yeah, that's a rib.
Rib of a Ugra?
It might be from a young walrus.
Young walrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too they're too big for an ogre.
Okay.
I think.
Does that have the same name as other birds?
Yeah, Tulima.
Okay. This is from house 8, number 65, and it's...
This one here is from Ugru.
Ugru, okay.
You see the